21st century is when everything changes, and you've got to be ready.
Cardiff Council Planning Department and the desk of Roger Pugh. I can't take your call at the moment, so please leave your name and number and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Mr. Pugh, it's Gwen Cooper. I've been told you're the man I need to speak to about the application for our base of operations. It's, hang on. Right, yes. Application number 453247. If you could get in touch to let me know how it's progressing, that would be great. Thanks. You've reached Gwen Cooper. I'm busy at the moment. If you have this number, you can probably guess why. Leave a message.
Miss Cooper, Roger Pugh. Your application is under review and you should expect a response within 4 months. While I have you, I notice that you list the name of your business as Torchwood. Could you be more specific? It sounds like a fuel company. If you intend to store inflammable material on the premises, I may need you to fill out form X42B for Health and Safety Department.
Gwen Cooper, Torchwood. 4 months? I haven't got 4 months. There must be a quicker way, surely. And what's Torchwood? I'll tell you, Mr. Pugh, Torchwood is the organisation that's kept you and thousands, no, actually millions, like you alive for over a century. So if you would like us to carry on doing so, I would appreciate if you could just put a bit of a rush on. Reese! No, don't let it fly off again, Reese! If those eggs hatch, we are in... Oh, you've reached Gwen Cooper. I'm busy at the moment. If you have this number, you can probably guess why. Leave a message.
Miss Cooper, Roger Pugh, yeah? I'm afraid it will be 4 months at the very least. Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it's longer, given the inexact nature of your business. It definitely sounds as though you're going to need to fill out another form for health and safety. Do you plan to store wild animals?
Madam! Madam!
Whoa, you whoa! Hey!
Right, fine. Mr. Pugh, you want to know what Torchwood does? Get your coat. You're coming with me.
Hello, Jessica, my love. Sorry it's been so long. Work's been, well, you know. Always work, wasn't it? Late home for tea, work. Forgot the shopping, work. You're gone, but nothing else has changed. Don't you think it should have changed? Oh, look at the state of your flowers. I'm sorry, I shouldn't let it get like this. I brought daffodils. They're nice. Bright. This place needs brightening up. Tidying up, too. Does nobody look after you? Look at this. Cheap cider. Kids. Haven't they got better places to be? Who wants to get drunk in a graveyard? Big city like this and they choose to sit, yeah, surrounded by the... It's better. Much better. Shall I tell you about my day? I think I need to. It's been... There was this woman, Gwen Cooper. She showed me... Oh, Jessica. The things I saw. Miss Cooper, I can't simply abandon my office and go gallivanting off with you.
Get in.
Are you not listening to me? There is due process and procedure to a planning application. Who do you think you are?
A woman who cuts through due process and procedure. Want to help save the world?
What?
Get in.
Oh, for goodness sake. Ridiculous, impossible woman. I can't just go... fine.
Seatbelt.
I know. I'll be up front with you, Miss Cooper. I'm extremely unhappy with how this application is being handled. Let me tell you what Cardiff Bay needs. It needs car parking and lots of it. The space you're after has been earmarked. Plans have been drawn up, lovely plans, for multi-level mixed vehicle temporary storage.
Well, obviously, I'd hate to get in the way of that.
Mock all you like. People always do, right up until they can't find a place to park. And now I'm being leaned on by agencies and departments I've never even heard of, telling me I should scrap my lovely, fit-for-purpose car park in favour of your... whatever it is. Well, frankly, no, Miss Cooper. I will not be leaned on. I will not be strong-armed. My job is to provide for the city the best I can.
Well, you and me both. So I'll do you a deal. Give me some of your time and then we'll see how you feel at the end of it. Fair?
I can spare you half an hour.
I'm not promising anything. We'll see how the day goes.
Most people just assume I'll do whatever they say. Like Miller in Housing. They beat you into submission with their self-importance, leaving no room for discussion. Give her her due, Miss Cooper. Gwen, wasn't like that. Don't get me wrong, she had no doubt I'd change my mind even then. But she did at least admit that the decision was mine. So I went with her. I wish I hadn't. Do we have to go so fast?
Why, you wanted to get this over and done with as soon as possible.
I'd also quite like to survive the experience.
Well, I never make promises I can't keep.
Is that a threat?
No, just being honest. Hopefully we won't come up against anything too life-threatening, but you never know in this job.
This job? Yeah, well, perhaps you'd like to tell me what job that is. What does Torchwood do?
Oh, what does Torchwood do? Do you know, you people have such short memories. Oh. 4 years and you've forgotten all about us. No, I'm showing you. It's just easier to show you. Yep. Loudoun Square. Fine.
Are you still talking to me?
Phone. Shush a minute. Reece, say the last bit again, please. Right. No, I won't. I know it's dangerous. Yes. Green pepper's not red. Got it. Yeah, bye, love. Bye. Head office.
Oh, they like green peppers, not red?
I can multitask, all right?
Fine, I thought. Show me then. Show me what Torchwood does. We arrive in Loudoun Square. What does she do? She says...
Stay in the car.
What?
I mean it. Stay in the car.
What's the point in dragging me here, promising to show me something and then making me stay in the car?
I know. It's just this one. This one's a bit dangerous.
Eh?
Well, I mean, it might kill you.
What?
Stay in the car.
Oh, unbelievable. I was like a naughty child left outside while Mum does the shopping. Of course, I know now she had good reason. I found that out a few minutes later when... Well... Oh, God. The head... There was a head, and it... Oh, God. What's that now? Oh!
Ah! Hello there, sir.
Officer! Oh, thank God. On the bonnet, a head. He just sort of fell out of... A head! Somebody... No, something... Oh, what sort of... Oh, my God. God, look at its teeth!
I'm afraid you can't park your car here, sir.
I beg your pardon?
Your car, sir. Parked here. It's not allowed.
But what about the head?
Well, I don't know nothing about that, sir.
It's there! Right there, congealing on the... Oh, this is ridiculous.
Can I see your driver's licence, sir?
My driver's licence?
Only joking. Sorry. Boring morning, I suppose. Is Gwen about, is she?
Oh, I'm going mad.
Yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Andy!
Oh, here she is. Scourge of the spaceways.
Sorry, a bit busy at the moment. Right then.
Don't touch it. It's a head. A severed head.
Oh. In you pop.
Oh.
Come on then, Mr. Pugh, we're off.
A head.
Don't worry about it.
It was on the bonnet. Now it's in your boot. A head.
Oh, Halloween prank, probably.
You know what kids are like round here. Please, Mr. Pooh, get in. We've got to go. We can chat about it on the way.
Catch you later, Gwen.
Yeah, will do. Yeah. Mr. Pooh, get in the car.
And I did. Well, it was either that or run screaming through the estate, wasn't it? Oh, Jessica, if only you'd seen it. It was like all teeth and these piggy little eyes and skin like an old briefcase. It was... Alien?
Alien. Yes, that's it. That's what Torchwood does.
What? Cuts aliens' heads off?
No. That wasn't planned. That was just an accident.
You accidentally cut an alien's head off?
I didn't cut it off. I slammed a window down on it. A few times. We were fighting. It was what I had to hand.
A window was what you had to hand?
Things get confusing in a fight. You know what it's like.
No, I don't. The only fight I've ever been in was with a man who scraped my car in Henrik's car park. We shouted a lot. Well, mainly him. I ended up hiding in the car when he threatened to punch me. At no time was anyone decapitated.
Oh, okay, well, in a fight... Right, hang on. Why did you end up hiding when it was him who scraped your car?
He wanted to punch me in the face.
Right. Well, in a fight, things become automatic. You just... I don't know, you just move. The subconscious takes over. The bar at Harvish, the alien, was in a flat on the fourth floor, threatening a mum and two kids. I had to do something.
So you cut its head off. Problem solved.
Not straight away. I tried to reason with it, but the Baratavish aren't known for being reasonable during mating season.
Mating season? It wanted to mate with her, but it's not human.
Well, they're great believers in keeping the genetic pool diverse. Thing is, they're rather aggressive when trying to attract a female. They eat her children first.
Oh. Why?
Dominance, I suppose. Get rid of the cubs from another father. Or maybe that sort of thing turns the Baratavish women on. I don't know. Who knows?
God.
I know. So I had to handle the situation quickly. I tried to restrain him, but he attacked and... Well, one thing led to another, as it often does.
You do this sort of thing all the time?
Not exactly that, no, but stuff like it.
I mean, I know about aliens. You read stories in the paper sometimes, but it's hardly a frequent thing, is it? If they're knocking around housing estates on a daily basis, we'd know.
Well, We try to avoid that. Massive panic wouldn't help anyone.
You cover it up?
Sometimes.
So why are you telling me?
Because we need you to sign off our planning application. We need proper facilities again. Saving the world from the boot of my car is getting tedious.
Again?
Sorry?
You said you needed proper facilities again. What happened to the last lot?
Look, give me a minute. Got to call this in.
An accident, Jessica. That's what she called it. We know all about those, don't we, love? She was so... No, I was going to say she was blasé, but that's not true. She was shaken, but she handled it so well. Took it in her stride. That's the thing that scared me. How do you get to the point when you can just compartmentalise that sort of thing? She called her boss, or whoever that was she kept talking to, told him she needs someone to get over there and clean things up, like it was a spillage in a supermarket. And the policeman, he knew. But he ignored it, acted like it wasn't there. Like if he didn't look at it, it wouldn't be real and he wouldn't have to deal with it, think about it, discuss it. Head in the sand. To see the things that were going on in the city right under our noses. Not just aliens, but also... This is a built-up area!
Don't worry, they should be safe now we're here.
I was referring to the speed limit!
Stop! Don't worry about that, I'm a fab driver. Now, where did I...
Keep your eyes on the road, woman!
Fine. If it'll make you more comfortable, then you can get the temporal anchor from my back.
Temporal what?
Up ahead, you see that? That coach and horses, right? It's a temporal incursion, time leakage.
Oh, I thought it was just a tourist thing.
What? If it was a tourist thing, I wouldn't be doing this.
Hey! Wash your mouth out, mate!
Tourist thing.
I don't know, do I? One minute I'm coaxed along being told about dead aliens, the next I'm in the Grand Bloody Prix.
Well, you've got a nip temporal leakage in the bud. Things like that hanging around in the wrong century, they can cause damage. Oh! shit, sorry!
Could cause damage, he says.
So yes, temporal anchor, bag on the back seat, round, thingy-me-jig, bit like a toy spider, lots of flashing lights and a whopping big magnetic clamp on the rear.
Fine, fine. This it?
Mr. Pooh, does that look anything like a toy spider? Put it back, carefully. I don't want you blowing the arse off my car.
What?
God.
What now?
I get car sick. Oh, this is really, really horrible.
The sooner you find the temporal anchor, the sooner we can get everything sorted and settled down to a nice, relaxing bit of not driving really fast. Oh!
How about this?
That's a badger!
Now, what do we do?
Okay, right. Now, one of us needs to lean out and slap this thing on the side of that coach. Yeah? Yeah, right. Well, I'll be doing that then. Well, I'm fine, right. But you'll have to hold the wheel steady.
Accursed demon! What hell is this?
Cardiff, babe! You're not it! Hold that wheel steady!
I'm trying!
Motorbike, go to the left! Let me get back over!
Oh, I'm doing it! I'm doing it!
Listen, please, I've got made of arms! Come on!
Keep back!
Two cappuccinos.
Thanks. Here you go. Two sugars, get it down you. That wasn't so bad, was it?
I can't. Oh, God. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That'll be another cappuccino with two sugars. Please, sorry about the mess. He's had a bit of a morning.
Oh, Jessica. You should have seen me. I couldn't stop shaking. It felt like the whole world was still moving. I just wanted to crawl under a table and hide. And Gwen was... It was as if we'd done nothing more than go for a quiet drive in the country. First the head, then the coach. It just vanished into thin air. Dragged back to its right time, Gwen said. It was too much. All of it. Just... I felt so pathetic.
What?
Nothing. So, aliens? Time-travelling coaches? What else do you do?
You're taking this well. Some people would be insisting they'd been drugged, saying it was all a setup or something.
Is it?
No. But people often take more convincing.
I'm not stupid. If I see something with my own two eyes, it's real, isn't it? Besides, it's not that difficult to get your head around. You hear about scientists experimenting with time travel, that lot in Switzerland. Aliens? Like I said, I've read about them in the newspapers. I assume they were blowing things out of proportion, though. They usually do. Still, from what I've seen this morning, I'll admit they may be more dangerous than I thought.
Not all aliens are dangerous. Aliens are just people that don't live here. You get good people and bad.
But mostly bad. Otherwise you wouldn't have a job.
Well, that's like saying the whole human race is crooked because we need a police force.
Do you communicate with them?
The police?
Aliens. Are you in contact with other worlds?
Not really. Why?
Because I want to know why these things are coming here. What's drawing them? Are you making us a target?
We're a safety net. You think the existence of Torchwood encourages alien threats? How does that work? Having a police force doesn't encourage crime.
No, I suppose not. So what is causing it then? Why is this suddenly a problem?
Well, it's not sudden. There have been extraterrestrial threats to Earth for centuries. Queen Victoria founded Torchwood in 1879. We're not some amateur club that's just sprung up overnight. There were Torchwood institutes all over the world.
But not now?
No, not now. Now there's just us.
What happened?
Lots of things happened. Bad things. I'd rather not go into it.
She'd rather not go into it. Doesn't fill you with hope, does it? The history of Torchwood is broken, Jessica. That's the truth of it. It's filled with terrible things. Things that even Gwen Cooper, who can chop alien heads off with windows or dangle out of cars at high speed, can't bear to face. I can understand that, of course. You know that. to hell with the future. It's the past that has the sharpest teeth. Okay, so what about all that stuff in your bag there? Where does that come from? What planet? It's not our technology, is it?
Some of it is. Some of it's appropriated from other races, stuff we find, confiscate.
And this is the sort of thing you want to store in the middle of a highly populated city?
Store safely, yes. That's why we need to do this right. That's why we're talking to you. We're not suggesting piling a load of death lasers in a locker.
Death lasers?
Yeah, I'm joking, sort of. Mostly joking. Look, we're all about protecting people. We're not going to take stupid risks. We are doing this, whatever happens, but we want your help to do it right.
That's a lot of responsibility you're putting on me.
It's a lot of responsibility on all of us.
There was more. So much more. You think you know the city you live in? I've been here all my life, but the city I saw today, the things that were going on just around the corner.
Hello again.
Nice suits. Very, high-vis.
Someone set a nuclear bomb off, have they? Must have been a quiet one.
Bit busy at the moment, Andy. Catch you later, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Do I have to wear all this?
No, but you'd be glad you did.
It helps with the smell, I suppose. Oh. Well, what did they store you? Rotten meat?
Multiparts. The smell's new. Oh, there you go.
Oh, what is it?
Well, we're not sure. It's been springing up a fair bit lately. Best guess, some kind of spore.
Spore?
Yes.
Oh, the wall's covered. I mean, there's loads of it.
Yeah, don't eat any of it.
I'm hardly likely to do that. Mind you, it does look tasty.
No, it doesn't. Focus. Some sort of pheromone trigger. People have been finding it, gobbling it up, and then lots more spore. It's not fatal, just really, really uncomfortable.
Really want to eat some?
Go sit in the car.
No, it's all right. I can control myself. So we just spray it with this stuff, do we?
Yeah.
And that kills it?
Not exactly. Just get pumping.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Ready?
I think so.
Then spray it as quick as you can.
Why do we have to be quick?
You see.
It's not going to attack us or something, is it? You warned me if it was going to...
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I should have warned you. Couldn't resist.
It just sort of blew up.
Yeah, the spray triggers some kind of molecular shift. It's still alive, but fancy eating it now?
No. Oh, it's horrible.
See? The pheromone trigger's inactive. After a while, it'll just dry up and disperse.
I'm glad about the suit. Can I take it off now?
No, not yet. We're going to need them again in a minute.
There were also things underneath the streets, right beneath our feet as we're walking around, oblivious. Is it still following us?
Yes, it's still following us. The tranquilizer takes a while to find its brain.
How long?
Not that long.
And sometimes, these things were right there in plain sight, hiding in the open.
Sorry, folks, health and safety, we won't be long.
I've never been here before. Not really a fan of modern art. All splashes and posing.
I like some of it. This one, not so much.
It's just a lot of purple and glitter, isn't it? What's it called? Phobos? What's that even mean?
It means it's from the planet Phobos.
Oh.
All right, pal, game's up. Get in the bucket.
You're telling me the painting's an alien?
Yep. Liquid life form. Feeds off the emotions of people looking directly at it. In this case, probably confusion and that sort of simmering, how much did they get to paint that rubbish kind of anger, you know? Get in the bucket! No. Right.
That thing over there, funny green sculpture, all arms and reproductive organs. I don't suppose that might be alien.
Nope, that's just shit.
So what'd you do with it now? You can't just leave it in the bucket forever.
Well, obviously, if it had a head, I'd be cutting it off with a window. As it doesn't, we'll find out how it came here. That suggests in no uncertain terms that it uses the same method to go away again.
And if it won't?
Hey, Gwen, we must stop meeting like this.
Bit busy at the moment, Andy. I'll catch you later, yeah?
Okay.
Fancy some lunch? Here we go, fish and chips. Everything's better with fish and chips.
Thanks. I never really come down to the bay these days. Mm. When I was a kid, this place was a dump. Tiger Bay, then, famous for Shirley Bassey and prostitutes. I liked it.
Fond of Shirley Bassey, then, I hope.
Not devoted, no. Bit before my time. It just seemed like a place of potential. A dump, yeah, but a dump with promise. I'd sit down here as a kid, look out there, watching boats that could be sailing off to anywhere in the world. This was a doorway out of here. It was the escape route from a dull life of school and a future of being as boring as my parents.
A place to dream.
Exactly, yeah. It used to make me feel bigger, somehow. Imagining more than this. That's what it comes down to, isn't it? That's what all fantasies are about. We look at our life and say to ourselves, it must be more than this. Then we grow up and find there isn't. Or if there is, we're not allowed to experience it. Looking out there as a kid, I used to feel big. Now the horizon just makes me feel small.
But now you know there is more than this. You've been face to face with it all morning. Outside, the day-to-day shopping, Facebook and staring at the telly, there's all this other stuff going on. Proof of other worlds, proof of how big our universe actually is.
And how does that make you feel?
What? How does it make me feel?
Mm.
I don't know. A mixture of things. Excited, terrified, humbled.
It makes me feel small. Just like looking at that horizon. It makes me feel insignificant. In such a huge universe, what do any of us matter?
Of course we matter.
Do we? Really? Okay, so maybe some of us leave a mark, help out with small stuff, but in the general scheme of things...
This morning we've saved lives, dealt with an alien infection, imprisoned emotional vampire goo, and restored the fabric of time itself. I'd say that was pretty significant.
But what else did we miss? People are in danger all the time. People die every day. Good people. The universe doesn't care. You could be the best person in the world. A wonderful, beautiful person. And then one day, dead. I'd say that makes us pretty insignificant.
It makes us all the more important. Life is something to be savored. It's so precious.
I used to think that. I learned better. Thanks for the chips. I better be getting back to the office.
Oh, no, not a chance. I haven't finished with you yet.
No, really, I've been too long as it is. I've got work to do.
Yeah? Well, it's all insignificant, though, isn't it? So you'll have to wait a few more hours. Come on.
She's looking at me like I'm some sort of charity case. Some kid that needs to be taught a lesson. As if she knows what I've been through after you... She means well. I know that. I just... Oh, Jessica, I don't know. Sometimes I just can't deal with it. Sometimes I just wish other people would leave me alone.
We've had reports of ghost sightings in Grangetown Library.
Ghosts?
Mm-hmm.
Temporal leakage, like the coach?
Well, maybe. To be honest, ghost sightings are common and nearly always a false alarm. I once spent a whole weekend chasing down the result of a young man's changed seizure medication. We have to check everything, though, just in case. Oh, sorry, hang on. Rhys? What? Brilliant! Just what today needed. No, I'm on it. Rhys, don't forget, Anwen's got tiny tenorates at 4, okay? Well, yes, obviously, only if the world's still here. You're not helping now, Rhys. You are not helping now, Rhys. Go away. Go. Yes. Yes, I love you too.
Problem?
Big problem. I think you're going to have to sit out of this one again.
I've dealt with ghostly coach drivers and alien sperm. I think I can manage whatever this is.
It's not personal. There's no point in taking unnecessary risks. I don't want to be dropping a corpse off at the council office this evening.
What's the problem?
Well, it's a weird one.
Weirder than anything else I've seen?
Definitely. Cardiff used to sit on top of what we call the rift. A hole in space and time.
A hole to where?
It varied. This end was fixed. The other went waving around the universe like a mad vacuum nozzle. It was one of the reasons the city was a focal point for weird events. It was finally closed, problem solved.
But
the area still seems weak. We're not sure if the rift is opening up again or whether it's just vulnerable. It doesn't seem to take much for temporary holes to open up.
And one just has?
At the university. Seems someone's got a little carried away with a science project.
And punched a hole in the universe?
Gotta be worth an A grade, doesn't it?
So we need to close it?
There's no we on this one. I'm not taking you into a hotspot like this.
You wanted to show me what Torchwood does. Everything Torchwood does. So I'm coming. It's not like you can stop me. I wasn't having it. If she was going, then so was I. You probably think it was weird that it was so important to me. You probably think it was ego. The feeling she'd written me off, trying to prove myself. It wasn't. It was... I miss you, Jessica. You know that, don't you? I really, really miss you. So, we arrived at the university, and it's chaos. The police are there, herding everyone off the campus. Everyone's panicking. People are falling over, getting trampled, shouting, screaming. God, people are getting hurt.
A lot more will if we can't fix this.
But these people need help now. The police can't cope.
Then stay out here and help. The real problem's inside. If we don't deal with that, then this will be nothing.
Nothing? So they're just collateral damage, are they? Unfortunate statistics.
We have to focus on the bigger picture. It's the only way.
What's that?
Look up there.
Oh, my. It's like a... Like a...
hole in the universe.
Oh! What's happening? They're starfish. It's raining alien starfish.
These are nothing. I've seen them before. They're like flotsam and jetsam. Shoals them float through the worst part of the cosmos. Attracted to bigger, deadlier things. Something's coming. This is just the warning.
Oh, it's gone.
No.
Oh, we're fine. We didn't have to do anything.
No, don't you believe it. You remember how I said that when Cardiff had the rift, our end was fixed. The other end kept moving around?
Yeah.
Well, this time our end isn't fixed either. Right, give me a hand, would you? We're going to need... the big guns.
Oh, guns?
Metaphorically speaking, this isn't a problem we can just shoot at. We're dealing with a hole in the universe, so basically we need some very large darning needles.
Metaphorically speaking.
Are you sure you won't stay in the car?
Positive.
Fine. Right, well, come on then. I promised that we'd save the world today, so we may as well get on with it.
Calm and make your way in an orderly fashion. Thank you. Oh, hello, Gwen. A bit busy at the moment. I'll catch you later, yeah?
Enjoy that little moment.
A bit, yeah.
If this thing is constantly moving around, how are we supposed to find it?
At the heart of our old base was a rift manipulator.
Okay, and we used that?
It was destroyed.
Oh.
But we salvaged some of the parts to build this. It's a tracker.
Well?
Inside. So now what we have to do is fix it there. Easy.
Okay.
Fixing it in one place for a limited time is easy.
Okay.
Yeah, closing it, that's hard.
Okay.
Andy, just keep everyone back if you can. We'll deal with this.
Righto. Gwen?
Yes, Andy?
For once in your life, be careful, will you?
Do my best.
So she's checking this little tracker, which is no bigger than one of those really fat wristwatches posers like to wear these days. And between us, we're setting up these things on tripods. They were like those laser spirit levels, you know? They shine a red light you use to measure the wall when you're putting up shelves. Anyway, one of these goes on each corner of the main building, pointing towards the inside. All the while, the tracker's bleeping. And at one point...
Oh. Hey, careful. Careful, don't get too close. You never know what might come...
Oh,
oh, watch yourself!
The car. A Trabant 600, in fact.
You like cars?
I like spy films. They were popular in East Germany before the wall came down. What's one doing on the other side of the universe?
Who knows? Ow! Oh! Ow, it's red hot. It's back inside. Quick, turn the projectors on.
Blue switch?
Red switch, quickly. Come on.
Done.
Perfect. We now have 10 minutes to get in there and close the hole before these things stop working and it jumps around again.
How do they work?
Science.
Right.
Quick as you like. Lush, isn't it? I wish I'd had an education somewhere this posh. Do you think all the pillars and sculptures make you clever?
Not really. I studied you.
What in?
Archaeology.
You are?
I studied archaeology. Is that so strange?
No, I suppose not. I just... Well, much call for archaeology in the planning department.
You did a master's in fighting aliens, I assume.
Point taken.
Oh. Trouble?
Probably. Come on, this way.
So big. There it is. You know you said this was a problem you couldn't solve by shooting at it?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean you didn't bring some sort of gun.
Locked and loaded.
Good.
Keep behind me.
Sounds like it's in the room ahead.
Not anymore, it's not.
It's some sort of slimy lizard thing. You recognise it?
No, but I guess I'd say it was a slimy lizard thing. That we don't mean you any harm, but we're willing to defend ourselves.
It's attacking. Shoot it!
No! No! Help me with him.
Oh, ow.
Well, he's obviously hurt. Can you understand us?
Is it dead?
I think so.
What do you think happened?
I think it's like the starfish. It came through the hole while it was hopping around.
And that killed it?
Well, maybe either that or...
Oh.
Or it was on the run from something else.
Something that was chasing it.
It's a nice, scary thought. Only one way to find out.
I was frozen for a moment, staring at the dead alien. Just the words sound ridiculous. I couldn't help but stare, looking at its skin, the texture of it, the imperfections. That's what they always get wrong in the films. Special effects always look flawless. Life isn't flawless. Features are lopsided. Skin, even wet, scaly skin, has pock marks and unhealthy patches. I suppose it was a scar on its left cheek. Where'd it got that? A little piece of history written right there on this impossible face. It was amazing. But I think there's something wrong with me, Jessica. I'm just so numb. It's like I'm miles away and the rest of the world's a whisper. I went after Gwen. Starfish, vintage cars, slimy dead lizard men. What else might be coming through?
The universe is a very strange place. Whoa, wait. Something's gone wrong.
Oh.
Whoa, can you feel that?
Oh.
Like the air shifting.
Oh, I feel strange. Oh, my stomach. Oh. Oh, God. I'm floating.
Yeah, you and me both. Mm. Gravity, something's gone wrong with local gravity. Careful! Oh!
Ow!
Oh, you okay?
Fine, just bumped my head. Oh. How can gravity just stop working?
Probably a combination of the hole and the projection field we're using to hold it still. These are major cosmological forces we're messing about with. It's obviously having an effect on local stability.
You have done this before.
What? Close small holes in the universe? Oh, yeah, a couple of times. In fairness, they were a bit smaller than this one.
Oh, God.
Oh,
car sick without a car. Oh, how small?
The sort of small that needs equipment to see. Principle's the same, though.
So what do we do now?
We make like spacemen and hope the gravity comes back on in a minute. Just push off the ceiling towards the end of the corridor. I'll go first.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, not so hard. You're going to bounce right off. Floor.
Oh.
It takes very little effort to move in 0G. Small, gentle movements so you don't end up bouncing between the floor and the...
This is fine. This is not a problem. Doesn't hurt. All good. Just get in my space legs.
Hang on. Look. Tiny movements.
No.
I'll try and grab you.
Well done, yeah. You make a good astronaut for a council officer.
Just hold still. The more you wriggle, the harder it is.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the ceiling. Ceiling happening.
It's fine. Just one more push. End of the corridor. Right or left?
I'll check. Left. We need to get a move on. This is taking far too long.
There, grab onto the door lid.
Yeah, got it.
I'll go across the way. We don't want to bash into each other.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we keep ourselves straight, pull against the door frames, we should float straight down the corridor, okay? Just try and aim yourself in a straight line.
Yeah. I've got it. Yeah, perfect.
Right behind you.
At the next junction, we need to turn.
Oh, I think gravity's working again.
Good. We need to run.
Time was running out, and I should be panicking, yeah? I should be a huge ball of adrenaline. I wasn't. Somehow, the worse things got, the calmer I became. I know why now, of course. Not then, maybe, not on the surface. But deep down, in the gut where you can't even lie to yourself, I probably knew even then. Knew what I was going to do. We turned another corridor and...
That's just weird.
It's us at the other end of the corridor.
Freaky.
I still don't really get it. But how can we be stood over there and here at the same time?
It's not the same time. Listen, I'm about to explain again.
I'll try and follow this time.
It's like the gravity. The hole is causing time to fracture. We're looking at the future, only a few seconds maybe, but... the future, whereas we're looking a few seconds into the past.
Never mind, let's just get on with it. There we are again, but behind us this time.
Freaky.
Only a few minutes left. We didn't need the tracker to tell us where the hole was. We could hear it. That rushing noise. The sound of one part of the universe forcing itself into another.
It's in that lab at the end of the corridor. Let me get everything we need.
How long left before the hole jumps again?
Just over 4 minutes.
Is that enough time?
It'll have to be, won't it? See this?
It's like one of those projector things we put outside.
It's nothing like one of those projector things we put outside. Well, it kind of looks like one, but it does something completely different. What it does is... God, how do I explain this?
It closes the hole?
Yeah! Yeah, good enough. We need to set it up as close as possible, then turn it on so its beam is aimed directly at the hole's centre.
Doesn't sound so hard.
Tell me that again once we're in there. Right. Tripod, measuring thing. Rope.
Rope?
You'll see. Let's do this.
The closer we got to the end of the corridor, the more you could actually feel what we were walking towards. Air standing up on end, an itching on the skin. A few feet away, it actually began to pull. We had to hold onto the wall to stop ourselves being dragged in. That's why Gwen had brought the...
Rope, pass it over.
It's like a big black hole or something, dragging us inside.
We're being dragged towards it from this end. Other things are being dragged towards it from the other. Mad vacuum nozzle, remember? Hold on to my arm. Yeah, the bracket for the fire hose. If I could tie it one end of the rope to that and wrap the other end around my waist, I should be able to... Whoa! Well, grab the rope, it's too long. It's pulling me in, quick!
Got it! I'll pull you back!
No, there's no time. I wrap it around me, that's it. Yeah, that's it, slowly, carefully, I've got it. I need to be able to hang in front of it so I can aim the projector.
Okay, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Is that close enough?
Yeah, that's perfect. Now just let me measure the diameter. I need the tripod. Work your way along the rope with it, and whatever you do, don't let it go.
Coming!
Tripod in one hand, rope in the other. I make my way into the lab. And the hole's just hovering there. And inside it, I can see...
Don't look! Just focus on the floor. Keep hold of the tripod. Place it on the ground as close to the hole as you can, never letting go. Then press the green button on the top. That'll fix it in place.
But it's so... Is that... I'm looking into the universe!
It's like being a kid again, looking out over the bay and imagining a whole world beyond the horizon. But times that by... Oh, Jessica, I was staring out into the universe. The sheer size of it. The scope. But it wasn't empty. In the distance, I could see...
There's something coming! Something's coming towards us!
Never mind that! The tripod! Fix it!
Done! But I can still see it coming! Something so big! It's...
Roger! No!
I let go. Just like I've been wanting to do for years. I just... let... go. And I'm falling... And the air is rushing around me. And the sky is changing and it's... All I want is to fly. To lift my feet from this stupid, dull, empty world. This world without you in it. All I want is to go. To go somewhere else. To go where you might be. All I want is...
Jessica!
Damn it! Hold on! I'm coming!
But I know you won't be there either. Not really. Because you're dead. And where the dead go, there's only one way to follow. And I've thought about that. I've thought about that so many times. A razor in the bath. Or pills. That's neater. Quieter. Just slip it away. No fuss. No blood. No mess. But what if there's nothing? What if you just die and that's it? No other place. No you. And I know that's probably true. I know death is final, I know there's no such thing as a soul or a spirit. There's never more than this. But looking into that hole in the universe, just for a minute, for a second, I wonder. And I'm loose and I'm floating and I'm face to face with a thing that lives here. The thing that is so big my eyes can't even... My brain won't even... And I know I've made a mistake. I've made a terrible, stupid mistake. I'm gonna die here. Swallowed up by something I can't even name. Floating in a weird alien sky. I'm gonna die and still not see you again. And then... Then there's...
I've got you, Luke. I've got you. The equipment's set, but you're gonna have to help me. There's no more slack in the rope. I need you to turn. Grab the rope. Listen to me. We need to climb back. Pull ourselves back over the threshold before it closes and we're stuck here.
I'm sorry.
No.
So sorry.
No, listen. It doesn't matter, okay? You just help me. Pull. Hand over hand. If we could just pull ourselves back.
It's coming. He's right behind us. I can't.
Of course you can.
I just can't.
Yes, you can. Because behind us, snapping right at our heels, is something that will kill us. They won't care. It'll barely even notice because it thinks we're insignificant. It thinks we're meaningless, but we're not, Roger. And I need you to prove it. Pull.
I'm trying.
Pull.
God, what is it?
No idea. It doesn't matter. It's a nightmare. It's one of those worst things in the universe. It'll destroy us and then it'll probably destroy everything else. Because that's just what some things do. But none of that's going to happen. You know why?
No.
We'll keep pulling and you do know why. Why is that not going to happen?
Because...
Come on.
Because we're not going to let it.
Damn right we're not. We've already won. We've already beaten it. Now we're just neat. Nearly there. We can make it. We have. Oh, it's closing. The hole's closing. Quicker. We can do it. We just. We need to get beyond the threshold. A couple more feet.
The air's changing. We're almost through.
Come on.
So close. It's so close.
We're not close enough. One more pull.
We did it. We saved the world.
Oh, we made it. Hole closed. Job done.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'm so stupid. I can't do
Roger,
this.
Roger, it's fine. There's no need to run off. Oh, you're talking to yourself, Gwen Cooper.
I couldn't stay. I was so... well... embarrassed. I nearly got both of us killed. She'd risk her life to pull me out of there. Me. Insignificant me. I just couldn't look her in the eyes. It was so...
heroic, brilliant, ludicrous, Torchwood.
How did you know where to find me?
I'm Torchwood, Mr. Pugh. I don't spend the day with someone I haven't researched beforehand. Where else were you going to go? This is your wife's grave?
Yeah. Jessica.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So am I. It was 10 years ago. Walking home from work when In the sky, there was this...
Meteorite?
Yeah. It was all over the news. This great fireball blazing through the sky over the city. Everyone staring up at it. This beautiful, magical thing.
Yeah, I remember. It was my first day on the job.
And a driver, he takes his eyes off the road, staring up at this thing, and he veers and... stupid, pointless accident. Just like that. The best person in the world is dead. How do you stop that, eh? How do you save people from that? From stupid, bad luck?
You don't, Roger. You can't. But you try your best to save everyone else. You try your best.
Yeah.
Look, I'll leave you to it. I just wanted to make sure you were okay.
No, I'm done. I just needed to tell her. To let it out. Sorry.
You've nothing to apologise for. We saved the world today, Roger Pugh. And I couldn't have done it without you.
I nearly ruined everything.
Nearly doesn't count. So come on, I'll take you home.
Miss Cooper. Gwen?
Yes?
About the planning thing.
Yes.
I'll see what I can do.
The 21st century is when everything changes, and Sergeant Andy Davidson is ready. Ready for the call. Any minute now. Oh yes, ready for the call. Oh God, yeah. Gwen, hi, yeah, what? Yeah, no, of course. You know me, happy to help, yeah. Green peppers, not red. Gotcha. Right, yeah, no, I'll drop him by.
Hello, my name is Scott Hancock. I am the director of Torchwood More Than This, and
yay!
I am joined today by...
Guy Adams, I'm the writer.
Eve Miles, I play Gwen Cooper.
I'm Richard Nichols, I'm playing Roger Pugh.
And how have we enjoyed today? This is our final Torchwood in the first series from Big Finish.
Oh, I didn't realise that, really.
It is.
Oh, that's nice.
You'd have
nice.
Played it completely differently if you'd known.
Yeah. I'd have played it with a lisp.
Done it Scottish.
I did do it Scottish. I'm glad that you could hear that. Look, any excuse for me to get back into the world of Gwen Cooper and Torchwood is... I don't need an excuse to do it. But especially when the scripts are so fantastic and the adventures are so fantastic... I don't need any coaxing. It's a joy and a gift to be a part of.
And, Richard,
you were quite fit. let's not beat around the bush. Let's address the elephant in the room.
And Richard, how has it been for you joining the world of Torchwood?
I've really enjoyed it, yeah. Yeah, this is my first foray into Torchwood, as I didn't do the TV series, so...
You're not bitter about that, are you?
No, I'm not bitter. Why would I be bitter? I mean, I would have loved the money, of course, but... No, I've enjoyed it. It's been great, and I love doing audio. It's a great job, isn't it? Because as an actor, you just go from one character to another, pretending to be somebody else.
What do you think it is about the audio drama world that lends itself to things like Torchwood and sci-fi and the sort of fantasy genre?
I think that the audience... are able to use their imagination more so from audio because, of course, you're only there filling in the gaps Obviously, so you're creating a world that only an individual's imagination can put together when you're doing audio, because it's also individual. We'll all be seeing a different kind of Torchwood to the person sitting next to you. It's wonderful, and I think that's where sci-fi and horror perhaps on the radio as well, audio. Yeah, the same thing.
I think when we first started doing the Torchwood radios, we were really surprised at the reaction we had, and it was a fantastic reaction for Radio 4. It brought in a different audience for a start, and a younger audience that hadn't really delved into Radio 4 and didn't realise the delights that Radio 4 serves us. And I think with Torchwood being a sci-fi genre, but it's also a huge amount of domestic drama that goes on in it. So there's a lovely mixture. And I think with it on the radio and audio, we really, as Rich says, it really opens up that viewer's imagination. There's so much imagery and so much magic that actually sci-fi kind of encourages, that on the radio, it's a really intimate thing, and it's a real feeling like that they are a Torchwood member, or they're on that journey with us as a team. And I think that's really special. It's radio and audio is one of my favourite things to do.
That's it. The audience have to participate to engage with the story.
But so it's in your head. You know, you listen to it and it's in your head. It's nothing that you can see. So in my opinion, I think it's far more exciting. I love it.
And talking about the unique qualities of Torchwood, the domestic versus the sci-fi.
Yeah.
Guy.
Yes.
How did this script come about?
Well, the line I was given about, because I was with James, the producer, and Steve, the script editor, you know, the idea of Gwen's going to have to meet Mr. Pugh from the council, and he's effectively the one person that can say no to Torchwood. So that was my starting point. But what I really didn't want to do is end up with someone called Roger Pugh who would inherently become comic, because that would have been the really lazy, obvious way into it of, hello, Mr. Pugh from the council, and it would have actually just been a little bit annoying. So I wanted Pugh to be richer than that, and you know, hopefully he is. And the idea of more than this has been something that kind of weighs on me, to be honest. My partner and I, when we first met, I was working on a story called More Than This. And what's weird is I'm actually a rationalist. I don't believe there's any more than this. I am very much this is all we have. And actually, that's what's brilliant. Focus on that this is fine. We don't need more than this. Whereas she's a great believer in more than this and sort of sees my view as quite small. And so that whole contradiction between the hugeness of the universe and are we insignificant because we look up into the night sky and it seems so big? Does that make us small or does that make us feel amazing? That to me is just interesting. I like that kind of uncertainty. And so I just wanted to bring that into it, really, because you're dealing with big sci-fi stuff and it's nice if that's an emotional response rather than just a, wow, that's big and spooky, or wow, that's big and scary. I like it being...
Well, that's it, with all the running around, and there is lots of action in this. Both of you have had a lot to do today in terms of the quiet and the emotional to the
that
running up and down corridors.
Really broke them. I felt so guilty, just hyperventilating. They were licking the carpet by the end of that. They were just...
They do that
the
all the time.
Anyway, I quite enjoyed. It was lovely for me to have a rogue story, as it were. I loved it. So I didn't have any of my teammates to fall back on. And I really enjoy. I like what when I did with the series. I had a lovely episode with Adrift, and it was we all as characters got an episode where you'd lead it and you'd drive the story, and they were always exciting episodes because you know that you had a lot of pressure to kind of carry the story forward and get more of who you're playing. You know, add more layers to her and enjoy it and own it. So thank you, Guy, for a lovely, lovely...
Because Gwen's
lovely...
just such a great character. I mean, Gwen is partially a great character because she's been played by a great Eve Mars. But you know what I mean? Obviously, Gwen is a well-written character, but it's what Eve has always able to do is there's that real strong action kind of, Gwen is very kind of, but there's just such a warmth to her as well. There's such a kind of soul to Gwen. And so you have those two sides that you can really play. There's a real strength and a real kind of softness as well. And it's just, you know, it's an ideal character to play with in that sense. It's just always lovely hearing it come to life.
Thank you. And it's always lovely. Like I said before on the last audio that we did, that, you know, without your fantastic scripts, without your wonderful direction, Torchwood isn't about anymore. And now it's been brought back to life. So we're eternally grateful as a team for that. So thank you.
On which note, as Eve Miles' car has now arrived and we've been told we have to vacate the building,
It's a bike. Go on.
I'd like to thank Guy Adams,
yes,
Eve Miles and Richard Nichols for a lovely day's recording.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, I've enjoyed Richard. It. Absolutely fantastic.
Yes, I've
thank
enjoyed
you,
it.
Darling.
Yeah, it's been great.
You could have brought more to the table, but hey-ho.
I couldn't.
Let's hope to bring another series.
And yes, well, join us for series two. Bye-bye, everybody.
That'd be lovely.
Bye.